Here the Turtle is presented by Toyota. Toyota helps you get the most out of your drive. Just ask a friend who drives one. Shop buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals, to find the Toyota that's right for you. Toyota, let's go places. Thursday, October 29th, 2020. It's Hear the Turtle presented by Toyota. And Keith, on Hear the Turtle, mostly we bring on athletes to talk about what they've done in their sport, what they've accomplished, the stories that have gone along with that in them growing up playing sports, where sports have taken them, what their favorite place to eat in College Park is, what music they listen to, all different types of things. For this episode, we bring on three very special student athletes to talk about an initiative that has really been an amazing situation that our student athletes and really our staff has brought to the table over the last few months, and that is the Vote Terp initiative, which was started by our student athletes and then brought in by our staff to promote voting, to promote using that civic duty and being more informed about voting, to register to vote, and really to promote what is one of all of us as Americans, one of our great rights. And it was incredible to bring on Hope Lewandowski from our women's soccer team, Taylor Wilson from our softball team, and Julia Rayson from our track and field team, who's also the president of our student athlete advisory committee, to talk about this initiative. They really have been huge in making it go forward. And it was really interesting to hear them talk about how much of an effect what they've done and the ability to use their platform has had on them.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Taylor. I mean, just the elegance and grace and the way that they can articulate, the ideas and the work that went into making this initiative happen. It just goes to show you, these three young women are going places, after their Maryland careers are over. And, I think what's just so interesting, Taylor, is I'm talking to you from the Xfinity Center right now and just seeing people trickle in and out of the building throughout the day, to get in their early voting in Prince George's County. And this building has seen so many events, huge games, graduations, different events over the summer, camps, you name it, this building has seen it all. But, serving as a early polling location for a presidential election is a first for the Xfinity Center. And honestly, this may be one of the only times in history that this building, serves something like that. Serve such an important civic role. Just with the normal pace of a athletic season, there's games going on during the week, there's practices. Our volleyball team, which we'll get into in this interview, Coach Adam Hughes graciously, practicing in a different location for the past couple weeks as they prepared the Xfinity Center for this, during the election season. So a very unique time in this building's history, and for Maryland athletics to be involved in something that's bigger than sports, bigger than the games that are played here and whatnot, because it impacts all of us and impacts our country.
For sure. University President Daryl Pine said it was going to be the most important event that ever took place at Xfinity Center. I know that's weird for Terp fans to hear because there have been so many important events to happen there, but it's really true. And it's the best of an unfortunate situation involving COVID-19, which obviously canceled so many of our events that would have happened at Xfinity Center during this time, but as a result, allowed the building to be opened up for early voting, which is something all three of them talked about, how cool that was, making sort of the best out of what could have been really a depressing week here at Xfinity Center when you should have all the different fall sports going on and the build up to basketball and all those different things. So very cool to listen to them and the effect they feel like they've had on their fellow student athletes and how it's affected them as well. And their personal reflections about, being involved and being able to use their platform to promote something that it doesn't matter, where your partisanship lies or what party you support or anything, educating and allowing people to realize the value of voting, not just for the top of the ticket, but all the different things that you can vote for and about, that I'm sure so many of people that are listening have done already, was really cool and so awesome to watch our student athletes do. So let's get to our interview with Hope, Taylor, and Julia. Want to take the Terrapins with you wherever you go? Maryland Athletics has officially launched the One Maryland mobile app, a must-have for all Terps fans. The One Maryland app is a one-stop shop for all things Terps, featuring the latest news, scores, game day information, and exclusive content from your favorite Maryland teams. Download the One Maryland app on your iOS or Android device today by searching for Maryland Athletics in your device's app store. We're back here on Hear the Turtle with our Hear the Turtle election special. And Keith, you and I, you know, we're still trying to learn about elections. We brought in our three experts from our Vote Terp committee, our student athlete Vote Terp committee. It's Hope Lewandowski from women's soccer, Julia Rayson from track and field, and Taylor Wilson from softball. Thank you guys for coming on. First of all, Vote Terp has been really an incredible thing you guys have done in conjunction with some of our staff here at Maryland. Where did the genesis of this idea come from, and how have you guys seen this evolve as it goes on? Hope, I'll start with you on that. Just where did you guys think of this concept? And then as it's expanded, how cool has that been?
I think it kind of just stemmed after everything happened with following the social injustice at the beginning of the summer. Just having discussions with student athletes following that and just kind of responding of what can we do next and to try to create change in our community. And I kind of got pulled in. I don't know how Taylor or Julia got pulled into it, but I got pulled in by Risa, and she's just like, hey, do you want to be a part of this? Like, the Big Ten is running their own initiative and Maryland wants to create their own to run side by side. Would you like to be a part of it? And obviously I was like, of course, it sounds like an amazing opportunity. And I think it's just been incredible to see the impact that it's had. And I've been really excited to see where it's going so far and the impact that it's having on student athletes. And as we hit like the end of it, it's just been incredible to see student athletes getting more involved and realizing their voices through voting.
Yeah, and to hop off of Hope, so we had a bunch of like town hall type events over the summer with SAC, and SAC ran them, but we had all student athletes kind of come. There was one for just Black student athletes and one for open to all student athletes. So we kind of look for feedback on what they were interested in. And something that we heard was definitely to get more civic engagement from all student athletes and just in general spreading awareness, because athletics at Maryland has a big platform, and being able to share that is something that's really important to all young adults. It's important for anyone to make sure that they're voting. And for me, at least, it's been incredible to see how the expansion has really gone, because initially when I mentioned this idea to Tim, Risa, and Megan, who are the liaisons to SAC, they were like, oh, Maryland and the Big Ten are kind of starting this conversation as well. Like, let's hop onto this and see if SAC can work with kind of the Maryland group instead of just working on its own. And I don't think I could have imagined that Xfinity would become a polling site and we would have gotten this much activation in the community and this much engagement from student athletes.
Yeah, I definitely think from a Big Ten perspective, being able to serve on the Anti-Hate, Anti-Racism Coalition, looking at voting as one of the major initiatives, and the Big Ten sort of giving each school sort of generalized information and say, here, do with this what you want. I think for Maryland to take it and tailor it and sort of create, you know, our own initiative, VoteTerp, and for it to be such a huge success and really engage student athletes and in the Maryland community is super cool and exciting.
Well, for you guys, what's the reaction been from the other student athletes on campus? Julia, you're obviously the president of SAC, so you sort of have this grand view of all the athletes on campus from that. What have you heard from other athletes as you guys started this program and they sort of jumped in and started learning about this entire process?
Yeah, I think for a lot of our student athletes, especially the younger ones, they really have not experienced voting yet, which seems crazy to everyone that's a little bit older, because personally, I voted in two different elections. This will be my third election. So to hear that they haven't voted is really interesting. And there definitely is an element of like overwhelmingness. So I feel like student athletes like have been really excited that they have the opportunity and like the resources at their fingertips to be able to get their ballots, have a voice. And I feel like part of this election does have a lot of, there's a lot of different ideas and behind the presidential candidates, but also on the local level. So I think student athletes were really excited to ensure that their vote counts. And I feel like they're starting to understand that their vote matters and that it's something really important that they continue to do now and in the future.
Yeah, just to add to that, I was volunteering at Xfinity this morning and I took the first shift. So I was there at 6:30 and I saw a volleyball player in line. And so I was just chatting with her and she was like, I'm so excited. This is my first election. And I mean, she was there before the polls even opened and she was in line and she was just, it just made me really excited to know that VoTerp was impacting student athletes in such a way, because I feel like a lot of times we can kind of just get lost in the mix of things, or we have so much on our plates that maybe voting isn't the top priority. But for student athletes to be excited about the opportunity to vote on campus, something that really made my day.
Yeah, I think just personally talking with members of my team, I think it's been exciting to see that voting is on their minds. It's put voting on the map for them, which I can just say for most of them probably wasn't the case before. And I just know having conversations with them and getting them registered to vote and requesting absentee ballots has just been very exciting for them and something that they've never truly experienced before. And I know for them, they've really appreciated the resources that we've put together so far, because really they would have never been able to, or we would have really struggled to, because they didn't even know where to look to begin with. So, and a lot of them are younger. This is truly the first election that they're going to be voting in. So I know just having conversations with them, they're just like, hey, this initiative is really cool. It's really impacted me. And like, thanks a lot.
Taylor, you touched on it right there, but as a student athlete who, you know, you're in the Xfinity Center every day, your locker room's here, your softball facility's right outside, you know, first off, what's just the sense of pride you get to see, you know, a building that you're around so much, you know, have a part in this election, which it may not have for a very long time during a normal year. Teams are practicing, they're playing, their games are going on. So this might be a one and done for a very long time for Xfinity Center, being a polling location in an election. And just from your experience and to the group, what was the process of getting the Xfinity Center as an advanced polling location for the election?
I'm just super, super prideful in the fact that it is a polling location. I mean, being on campus, being from Prince George's County and being able to vote, you know, seconds from where I practice every day and where so many of my peers compete every day, where we train, and then just seeing the duality of that space really puts things into perspective for me especially. And so I'm just super excited. But Lloyd and Libby had a really, really, really big role in getting Xfinity as a polling center. And I know with the coronavirus, the county was actually looking for centers and looking for volunteers and poll workers and things like that. So I'm just super excited by that opportunity. And it was really an all hands on deck effort. And so it's just super nice to be able to walk outside and see people voting when you come to practice, when you leave. And like I said, just that sense of perspective that you get, that you realize that everything is so much bigger than sport, especially now, like you said, with so many teams not being able to compete. I was talking with Libby about it earlier, but like, this is like a one in maybe a million year chance that this would happen in this way. And also the coaches that are in Xfinity being so accommodating with wanting to use the PAV for voting, like Coach Hughes and the volleyball team relocating for practices all week, is such a big commitment and really a big way to show that you're committed to this process beyond like a statement or anything, which is cool, but like actually putting your money where your mouth is. I think I said that right. You know what I mean? But just taking that actual step, that tangible step to say, this is how committed we are to making sure that student athletes and the community can vote on campus.
I can go. I was waiting for you to talk. Sorry, Julia. For me, I think it's been so cool to see Xfinity be changed into a polling center. And to be honest, I've had like major FOMO because I'm out of state. So like, I don't get to vote there. So like, I was like seeing everyone go vote today and get their little stickers. And I voted a few weeks ago, like through my absentee ballot. So I was disappointed I didn't get to go and vote there, but I'm super excited to start volunteering next week and at least be part of the process. But it's been cool to see student athletes get to vote at where they compete.
Yeah, I really think, as Taylor kind of said before, I think the best part about Xfinity Center being a polling site is that PG County was losing polling sites left and right, and they were really struggling to kind of keep up with the demand so that lines could be short and voters could get through quickly. So I think the fact that, because of the situation and Maryland Athletics being able to step in and fill that void on a normal year where they normally wouldn't be able to, while other organizations and buildings weren't in a place to hold voting, we were. So I'm really proud and prideful, like Taylor said again, that we were willing to like put our money where our mouth was and show like our students that we are really promoting our voting and civic engagement. And it's not just like a statement. We want to prove that that's how we feel and how we plan to act.
Yeah, special, definitely special shout out to Lloyd Richards, our director of football ops, and Libby Ellis, who does women's basketball. Good shout outs there from Taylor on those. And Hope, you didn't get to vote here, but you're voting in one of the great swing states in the country there in Ohio. So not a bad one to have your vote in. I'm interested, you guys have talked about not just wanting to make a statement and actually doing, you know, putting forth action. And obviously we've seen so many things around sports, you know, in the months since COVID began, and then all of the different social and racial justice things. How much inspiration did you guys take from watching pro athletes, other college athletes? Did you talk to athletes at other schools about things like this, where you're like, okay, this is not just a movement we're going to do here at Maryland, but we're kind of jumping on and helping elevate all of these other things that people are doing? Hope, I'll start with you on this one.
Yeah, I think I've taken a lot of inspiration for speaking out. Like Colin Kaepernick has been one of my biggest inspirations for the way that he has used his platform like no other athlete before has. And so I think that really inspired me to use my voice, because in these 4 years, we're never going to have a platform like this again, at least for me as an athlete. So it's like just trying to use my platform as much as possible, because we can reach so many people like in any other role that we've ever had before. So I think it's just been like one of the things that I've just been trying to focus on. And I think, especially as a Big Ten school, working with other Big Ten schools, we can cover basically the entire Midwest. And then for us being on the East Coast as well. So I think we just have such a large group of fans and community here at Maryland that we can truly reach. And I think that's been like great for us to use for voting. And I think hopefully that it inspires other athletes at Maryland to talk and discuss about other important issues to them moving forward.
I agree with Hope. It's super, super inspiring for me. I think in the wake of all of the social injustice and sort of the racial reckoning that's going on in the country, to have voting right now as one of the tools we can use to create change. I think looking at a lot of the professional athletes and other athletes around the country, whether they be protesting or kneeling during the national anthem or using their voice in any other way, we can see that it's sort of a multi-lane highway, I guess I would say, where you can vote and do other things. It's not sort of just like a vote, okay, and then we'll wait 4 more years and then vote again. There are things that you can do immediately the day after you vote, or as soon as you know who's elected, or even before that. And so it's just super exciting to know that this is one of the ways and opportunities for people to get involved.
Yeah, and I think it's something that the Big Ten has really taken a stand on and kind of promoted with their social justice committee, but also their voting initiative. So I feel like because the whole Big Ten has really taken a role in it and is trying to use their voice, I feel like Maryland being able to kind of promote it in their own way as well has kind of hopefully inspired other people in our community and other maybe Big Ten schools to kind of continue to promote athletes voting and just the community in general voting. Student athletes at Maryland are all getting the day off for election, like to go and vote in person if you are from the state. And I think that's a really big accomplishment for Maryland Athletics. And I know that a lot of other Big Ten schools are trying to do the same, or a majority of their teams, but I'm really proud of Maryland for making it kind of a universal thing.
you know, it seems like these past 7 months have been a period of self-discovery for so many people dealing with the, you know, the effects of COVID on our day-to-day lives, dealing with the racial injustices we've seen kind of going around in our country. What do you guys feel like have been those personal discoveries you've made, you know, about yourself throughout this process, being involved in this organization and then, you know, seeing it through now to Election Day next Tuesday? Julia, maybe I'll just start with you. What are some of those personal discoveries that you've maybe made or uncovered about yourself in this process?
Yeah, I think I really have learned a lot in general, just from everything that's going on. And being in this position, I've got the opportunity to kind of learn how to run from an idea to like a complete concept. And I think that's something really critical to learn in a leadership role going forward. Seeing it from just the concept of, oh, we want student athletes to vote, to kind of expanding into this, we want the community to vote, and seeing kind of the steps in the process and the breakdown of committees. I think that has been a big learning experience for me. And then also just for myself, continuing to educate myself on social justice issues, on voting issues, because so many of my peers and teammates and members of SAC have come to me and been like, okay, I know you're on the Vote Terps committee. Can you explain to me how to vote, or where do I get stamps, or what can I do for this? So I feel like learning to be the point of contact and having the answers, or how to research the answers, has really helped me kind of grow into this role.
Yeah, I think for me personally, I was laughing at myself the other day of myself before COVID and to myself now, and just like the growth that I've seen just of myself and the people around me across these couple months of what we've taken on. I think through VoTerp and just the last couple months, I think I've truly found my voice really. Whether that be on my team or off the field, I think I've kind of unlocked that next stage of what being a student athlete can truly mean, and the things outside of what we do on the field and the people that we can reach and the things that we can do to truly go beyond of our identity of our sport. And so I think that's one thing that I've tried to focus on, and then just being a leader for my teammates below me, because they're that next generation, especially our young freshmen of athletes and really people in this young generation, and they can do so many amazing things, and I want them to make the most of their 4 years that they have at Maryland, and hopefully by seeing things that I've been able to do my last year as a senior, that they're going to be inspired and want to do that for their entire 4 years as a Maryland athlete.
I agree with Hope. I think having your athletic identity sort of put on pause for an indefinite amount of time really gives you a chance to reflect and think, especially over this extended period of time. But one thing I've taken away is the power of everyone's platform, and it's not having a blue check on Twitter or Instagram. It's just having a small circle of people around you that you can influence, whether it be a conversation about social justice or even voting, getting like a voting squad together where everyone sits down and says, okay, we're gonna not fill out your ballots together, but here's how we're gonna request our ballots. This is our plan to vote, or even waiting in line together. And then those two or three people go out and affect two or three more people. And then all of a sudden you've impacted dozens of people without having met them personally.
Yeah, it's amazing the amount you can do when you don't think you have as much of a platform as you do, and then you actually start to exploit it. And I say that because I think I saw it was you, Hope, who was very excited when Torrey Smith at one point quote tweeted one of the Vote Terp tweets, and you were like dying. I saw that on Twitter. So yes. I'll start with that, because I think that's the answer to the question I'm going to say here. What is like the coolest interaction or moment that you, and maybe Taylor, yours was seeing the player vote today, but what's the coolest interaction or moment you've gotten out of this campaign? You know, whether it was having someone come up to you and talk, whether it was that interaction that you saw on Twitter, Hope, what was it for one of you guys? Hope, you can start, if maybe it's the Torrey Smith.
I mean, I feel like I've had a lot of cool moments over the last couple of months that have come out of VoTerp, just from talking to different people who I've never met, who have recognized the initiative, to things like that. But I have to say it was probably the Torrey Smith tweet, just because I love him. I think he is amazing. I think the things that he does for his community is so inspiring. The fact that he is truly more than a football player, and the things that he's done during his career to after his career, I just think is so cool. And so to see him retweet our content that like we came up with, I just was like, I was fangirling all day. I thought it was
Torrey Smith, alumni of the show. was on.
Yes. Taylor, what was it for you?
Honestly, I think it was this morning, just waking up early and getting to Xfinity and seeing all those people who were ready to vote that had beat me there. And I was there at 6:30. They had their chairs. There was one lady who had a she had a space heater. I was like, okay, this lady's committed. But it was sort of just like that sobering moment of like, this is really real. Like, this is history. I'm a Hamilton nerd. I was like, these people are not throwing away their shot. Like, they're here and they're ready to vote. So it was just super humbling to be able to assist those people. Even if it was just telling them, you know, go through these doors to get to the polling center. It was something that was truly humbling and honor. Honestly, I was just so blessed to be a part of it.
So I guess I have like two sides. One would be like the softer side, which is like seeing all the individuals at the polling center, like walking by Xfinity, and you can tell that so many people around there are going there just to vote. And I feel like just seeing the individuals that show up, walk in, place their ballot, or even just are dropping it in the little mailbox that's right there, has been so cool to see, and like to see this idea come all the way through. But also the partnership that we kind of have been able to form with SGA and campus on this initiative, because they work really hard on the voting initiative. So being able to work with them and kind of integrate our resources and their resources and all of our connections combined has kind of helped both elevate their initiative, but also ours. And I think that's like a connection that we'll be able to continue to use in the future.
That's awesome stuff. Guys, we can't let you off Hear the Turtle without a rapid fire question. We normally have five rapid fire questions for one guest. So we'll do one rapid fire question for our three guests. And it is our classic one, your favorite place to eat in College Park. Hope, Julia, Taylor, in that order.
I think it's definitely Marathon Deli.
Boom. What's your order?
Chicken gyro.
There it is. Julia.
Also Marathon Deli.
There it is. Are we? We'll get a what's your order, Julia?
Clean sweeper.
Gyro.
There it is, Taylor.
I'm gonna have to go Playa Bowls. It's a turf fuel favorite. I gotta get the Pura Vida bowl with a little bit of pitaya at the bottom. It's chef's kiss.
Tremendous choices. So many people say Chipotle, and we just make fun of them because you can get Chipotle there.
Marathon Deli is a very popular answer.
Yes, Marathon Deli is now becoming the answer. Pliable is a good one. Hope, Julia, and Taylor, so proud of everything you guys have done as student athlete leaders. It's truly impressive for me and Keith and the rest of our athletic department staff to watch. You guys don't know the amount of praise we heap on you here internally. So I will just say that to you as a group right now. You guys have done awesome stuff and keep doing what you're doing. And I know all of our Terp fans can't wait to see what you guys do in the future once your athletic careers are over. Thanks for coming on. And everyone vote on Election Day if you haven't done it yet. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Back here on Hear the Turtle, presented by Toyota and Keith. As we said, just awesome stuff from all three of those very accomplished student athletes, both on and off the field. One of the things I thought was most interesting for me personally, listening to it, is when Hope Lewandowski came on campus, I worked with women's soccer as their media contact, which you do now, and watching her personal growth from there, sort of just being a typical freshman who comes in, you're not trying to make too many waves, you're quiet, to someone that is just such a leader for us in this space and is doing so much ingrained with our staff. And sometimes that's hard for student athletes to jump in and ingrain themselves in all the things we're doing in the ICA staff. And really that's what it's about, is working with the student athletes. And just for me and Taylor and Julia, also both incredibly good at what they do. And I've watched Julia lead a bunch of SAC things, and Taylor has written things for our website. But just seeing Hope and her personal development is a really cool part of working with student athletes. And once again, thank all three of them for jumping on with us and talking about that stuff.
But at the end of the day, Taylor, it always comes back to, where's your favorite place to eat in College Park? And
yes, it does.
No matter the interview, we've been able to slip that one in at the end. Listen, Marathon Delis. I think Marathon Deli has a pretty good lead in the clubhouse of the most popular answers to that question.
It's definitely come on strong lately, I think. At the beginning of this show, it was weird that people didn't say it, and we were waiting to get it more, right. I think, than we got it.
Way back.
And people were saying Chipotle and different things. But yeah, Marathon has really come on strong, and you can come out and you can early vote, and then you can go support a local business and get some Marathon Deli. It's a free ad for Marathon Deli. You're welcome, Marathon Deli. We give you free ads like all of these shows. So
they wouldn't be the first one they've gotten here.
Yeah, and they deserve it. So yeah, once again, make sure to go and check out all of the different initiatives that VoteTerp has put on. Obviously, as Keith mentioned, Xfinity Center, an early polling site. So if you haven't gone out and you have the ability to vote there, and wherever you are, you know, make sure to get out and vote. And with Election Day coming up here, and there will be more VoteTerp content as we go. Special shout out to some of those teams that had 100% registration. I don't know if I'm going to get them all off the top of my head here, but men's basketball had it, women's lacrosse, track and field had gotten there, and gymnastics, all with the 100% registration for their teams. And so many of our other student athletes have gotten involved in this. Taylor Wilson's anecdote about the volleyball player mm-hmm. she talked to was really cool. And I think one that is kind of the biggest demonstrator of the success of this program, how excited our student athletes to become making the best out of the inability to play right now. Now, with that said, there's also a football game that people should watch on Friday. If you listen to the show between now and then, 7:30 Maryland versus Minnesota, as the Terps try to get back on track after the loss to Northwestern in the season opener. Make sure to watch that on ESPN, and make sure to watch the Terps tailgate show with our friend and alum of this show, Rob Carlin, along with former NBC Sports Washington alum Chick Hernandez, both Maryland guys. They'll host the Terps tailgate show starting at 6:15. You can watch that on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube live. A lot of great stuff that's going to be in there. If you love the homecoming pomp and circumstance, they will have a lot of those things on the Terps tailgate show, which is obviously one of the unfortunate part of not having fans, but try to bring that to you before the Terps try and go out and beat the Gophers at 7:30. So Maryland sports kind of back a little bit, Keith, which is nice.
Oh, Taylor, there's fans. There are fan cutouts in the stands, which were installed today, Wednesday afternoon, as we're taping this podcast. The many Maryland fans, hopefully some of you who are listening to this podcast now who submitted to have your cutout in Maryland Stadium this season, they are up and they look good, Taylor. They look good.
Yes, and just because you didn't get one before the season opener, you can still get them. You can go to umterps.com. There's the Terrapin cutout section there, and you can get one and get it installed before the next few home games. Still a lot of home games to come, so make sure you get that Terrapin cutout and show your Maryland pride out there in the stadium as we continue to try to enjoy sports without being able to congregate and all come together to watch it. Once again, thanks to Taylor, Julia, and Hope for coming on. Me and Keith will hope that when they become way more successful than us, they hire us when we're washed up coming down here down the road. So thanks to them, and good luck to all of their teams when they hopefully compete in the spring. Softball, track and field, women's soccer. Thank you to Keith, who you can follow on his social media channel, at Sneds311. I almost got that wrong. You follow me at TaylorSchmidt10. You can follow Hear the Turtle, at Hear the Turtle, on Twitter and Instagram. And we will see you next time on Hear the Turtle, presented by Toyota.
Go Terps!